So right now, let's go to Pat Pagano on the Weather Center. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you.
Boy, was I riding him about the Yankees this morning.
Mm-hmm. And there's not much to talk about except that it's still going to be a very warm day today, but you have a chance of a shower, a gusty thunderstorm later this afternoon, middle 80s. A shower and a storm tonight, mid-60s. Some sun tomorrow with showers and a thunderstorm, 80 to 85. Now, you'll have some sun on Saturday, and it'll be in the 70s. Sunday doesn't look as nice. Cloudy with showers. And highs probably only in the 60s. I know I have low 70s, but I'm thinking along the lines now, it won't get out of the 60s on Sunday. The good news is that it will clear out on Monday. And it certainly does look like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week will be beautiful days. 60s, moving into the 70s, and very, very pleasant.
You know, yesterday in my house, it stayed cool at my house. And all of a sudden, about 2, 2.30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it got sticky in the house. And guess what I did?
Put on the AC.
AC was on. And it
cooled. I didn't put the AC on. I opened up all the doors, all the windows. It was warm, I have to admit. It was warm, but we'll see today. I just may go up there and knock off the heat and put on the AC.
Yeah, when I came in this morning to the station, I had to turn off the heat and put on the AC because it was warm inside the station. Yeah, it was about 3 o'clock that it did that yesterday. All of a sudden, I said to myself, geez, it's stuffy in here. But my house is hermetically sealed because I'm afraid of bees and stuff like that, so... So that makes it even worse, but we might get some gusty thunderstorm comes today. Roughly what time? Late afternoon.
I would say late afternoon. I would say you're definitely after 3 o'clock. Yeah, if we get one. Yeah, or early this evening. So anywhere from like 3 to 9 p.m. Is a good slot for a chance of a shower or gusty thunderstorm in the area. So again, you have heat, you have a front. You have humidity, that equals a chance of thunderstorms.
Now, do you see temperatures on Saturday in the 70s? Beginning around 10 o'clock when the Sharon Classic Road Race begins to about noon, what should the temperatures be in Sharon on Saturday?
Oh, I would think in the mid-50s.
Okay, mid-50s to around 60?
Yeah.
All right. And no humidity, though, right?
I don't think so, no. I think Saturday should be a decent day. Sunday, of course, we have the showers in the forecast.
If the temperatures are in the mid-50s to around 60, that is going to be perfect running weather.
Oh, yeah. It should be. It should be very, very nice.
Not that I know, but that's what I hear.
Right.
Because I don't run, so I mean, mm-hmm. I can't run. I never could run.
No, really, huh?
I failed. Do you remember back in our days in high school, there was the presidential fitness test we had always had to take?
Yes, I do.
I always failed it.
You always failed that, huh?
I failed it because the running portion of it. Because of the running portion of it.
Some people just love to run. Other people do not. And,
And also, you know what we had to do back then? Did you ever have to do this? I don't think they do it now because it's dangerous. I used to have to climb rope to the top of the gymnasium.
Yep. Climb the ropes, do the high bars.
I never.
The parallel bars. I had to do all of that.
I couldn't get 2 feet up the rope.
Yeah, I remember that. Yes,
I saw no purpose in going up that rope. None, zero. I don't care. Presidential test be damned. I don't care.
Yeah, I do remember that very well. Yes. Well, you didn't fail, but you didn't fail health ed if you couldn't do it.
No. But you failed the presidential fitness test, and they got mad at you because schools got graded on the amount of people that passed and failed.
Right. Yeah.
I was a constant fail.
I'm sorry to hear that, Marshall.
So was I. So was my gym teacher, Ed Tabersky. Well, Pat, that's our weather, and Kazi will be long again tomorrow, so we'll have a short one tomorrow.
Short weather tomorrow, too. We'll wrap it up for the weekend. You have a good one. Keep cool.
Yeah, I always do, Pat.
I figured you would.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with our forecast.